Coming to you right out of Las Vegas, Nevada, it is the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City, starring Sierra,
Calypso,
and Alexia.
This is our very first recorded radio program. Today we're going to be hopefully going through our list of douche, and no, we're not talking about Massengill or the various other products that are not name brand. We're going to run through lists of guys like No Eye Dave and Tiny Tim, Master T and I'll Try Anything Guy. That's just mine and a small list of them. Calypso's got ones like The Felon.
My absolute favorite. Who else did I have? Oh, I had
Butt Fucking Ugly Social Class Guy.
Oh, yes. You can't forget him. Then there was...
We'll call him Down Syndrome Donnie.
Perfect. It's like Down Syndrome Pooh, but animated.
Right.
Then there was... Oh, there was Adam. Mr. I'm Married, but I want you to come visit me in California. Adam.
She'll be the Eve to your Adam. On the phone.
Right?
Was it just phone calls or was there texting involved?
No, it was phone calls every day.
And photographs.
So cute. But then again, we all know how suckerish I am for pretty men. So,
We're going to bust in here with a little PSA. Men, when you're dating online or in real life, you meet a girl at a bar or whatever, if you send a girl text, a picture, email a picture of your penis to her, she will show every single one of her female friends that penis.
Yes, she will.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guaranteeing you one of her friends has seen that penis before.
Yep. And another thing, even if you don't send it, we talk about your penis anyway.
We talk about your penis more than you talk about our boobies.
Well, because time and time again, and all of us know, it's not what they make it out to be.
Right.
No.
Ever.
No. We're bad at math because men forever and ever and ever have been telling us that 6 inches is not really 6 inches. That it's actually a lot larger than that. An 8-inch penis should come somewhere near your thigh, not the end of your ball sack. Unless you have an abnormally long ball sack, and then it might. And then that's just freaky.
Well, besides you guys, I think I don't have very many at all. I didn't date a lot. I was like anti-dating person.
Yours is quality more than quantity, sweetie.
Yeah, probably. I had the parking lot guy.
Yes.
And then I had the British parking lot guy.
I had the parking lot guy too, remember?
That's right.
Well, I ended up with parking lot
guys. Oh, and that's another thing, gentlemen. I just want to let you know, don't screw with any of us women, because chances are you're going to date one of our friends.
Especially since we're all large girls.
That's right.
Because there's only like a certain group of people that date larger girls.
And we know every last one of those bitches men, so stop fucking with them.
That's right. Oh, and ladies, if you're listening, of course, if you are a large girl like us and are going to be dating anyone in Las Vegas, let us know. Send us a picture.
That's
of their penis or otherwise.
That's right, because we'll probably recognize them, penis or otherwise.
And we will post it on our blog.
That's right. I don't think there's a rating on our blog.
As a matter of fact, the first penis that gets emailed to us, we will post it as our avatar on Twitter. I promise. I swear. And because Twitter won't take penises off, we can leave it up there.
That's right.
First penis to come in goes as our avatar on Twitter.
Excellent idea, ladies. Excellent idea.
You can give us names, dates, sizes if you want to.
We'll try to be discreet and not mention them on the air unless it's really funny.
or they really deserve it.
Yeah, or it's a mandatory PSA we have to give out, you know, to warn other ladies.
Right.
I would just like to let you all know that we're kind of recording from the TV board over here. Poor Calypso has a cough.
Yeah.
I do. She's got a little of the phlegm in the back of her throat.
I don't remember his name, but it's back there.
He must have been really great date on Wednesday guy.
Right. Well, you know, when you can't remember their name, it's just Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or anybody answers to baby.
That's right. Or it could be what they bought you as a drink or for dinner or something.
Right. Well, because, you know, as I've told you before, I'm not relationship material.
That's right.
As I was just informed of this evening, ladies.
Oh,
that's a story itself.
Why don't you tell us about that story?
I will tell you about that story. Well, I'm sure all of us have had, you know, the guy that you think is going to be really cool. And he turns out to be really cool when you first meet him. So there's this guy. Are we allowed to use names? We can use names.
Yeah. First names.
First names?
First name only.
Okay. Mr. Brian.
Sexy truck.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Very sexy truck.
Sexy truck man.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Sexy truck man. Very good looking. Very charming. Went out to the movies. Had a great time. Planned on seeing each other the next day. Started kind of, I don't know if you could call it seeing each other. It was more of a friends with benefits thing, but it worked. So I hadn't talked to him since December, I think it was, about mid-December. And I get a text message from him tonight. Hi, what are you doing? I want to come see you after the game, blah, blah, blah.
Since mid-December.
Since mid-December.
It's February.
It's February. So,
that's
of course.
Almost 2.5 months, ladies.
Right. So, of course, I come out with the standard, what the hell do I need to see you for? And I get, well, I haven't seen you in a long time. And, well, it's been so long since we've hung out. So, like an idiot, because he's pretty, I'm considering it. Right? So, I'm considering it. So, we're discussing the whole thing. And he proceeds to send me a text message that says, I haven't been completely honest with you.
Dun, dun, dun.
And the first thing I think is, wife and or STD.
Mm.
So I proceed to call him because this is not a topic for a text message.
Right.
Could have been husband and or STD.
It could have been, to which my teeth would have fallen out onto the floor. So I call and I tell him, okay, Spill, what's going on? And he decides he's going to tell me, I've been seeing somebody.
While he was dating you?
For 2 months, he says. And that's what I asked him. I said, while we were together?
Because it's been... Excuse me. I know Sue is usually pretty good. Sierra is usually pretty good at math, but it's only been a month and a half.
A month and a half.
Right.
But I was going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I was just going to roll it.
Come on, we're ladies. We like to exaggerate, remember?
That's true. That's true. Oh,
we have been told that this is 6 inches our whole
life. Right, exactly. So he says, oh, no, 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 no. Of course not. After we were together. So I find out that he tells me, no, our first date was Christmas Eve. Which the only reason his first date was Christmas Eve is because I told him no. Because I told him no, and I was with my children. So, apparently he had to find someone else to fill the void. So, they go out to dinner, and apparently she's quote-unquote relationship material.
And you're not?
And I'm not, quote-unquote. I am not relationship material, because, this is his exact words, when I saw you, I thought you were hot. So, that was the category that I put you in. What that has to do with dating someone, I have no idea. But okay.
Apparently, if you're hot, you're good for sex. You got to be ugly to be relationship material.
You know, I was just going to, you know, this is what I was thinking. Do men want to date ugly women? Or isn't it a Benny that we're hot?
I'm sorry. I just really had to. When I said you have to be ugly to be relationship material, it totally reminded me of a person that I can't talk about on the radio because they'll know who I'm talking about as soon as I start talking about it. And I had to really contain myself there. And
man, woman?
Yes, man, woman.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Woman, man. The skunt. That is a cunt and a
skank
all put together. She is the skunt. She has cock blocked me one too many times. She's twat slapped me right out of getting laid. You skunt.
Anyway, so you're not relationship material.
I'm not relationship material. Why? I have no idea, but you know, I'm not relationship material. And then he proceeds to say, are we gonna get together anyway? Hence the douche at the beginning of the show.
Right.
Yes, yes.
And the bag at the end of the douche.
Right, exactly, exactly. So, you know, men, if you're listening, this is why we talk about you, because you give us so much ammunition to do so.
You know, the one thing that bothers me about those kind of relationships, those friends with benefits kind of relationships, and you had mentioned this earlier when you first told the story to us before we came on air, and that was how they want it on their time.
Exactly.
It's always on their time. And exactly. When we call, because we want to get together to go out for a drink or to get laid or whatever it is we want to do.
Right.
They're too busy. Or they don't even answer.
No. Yeah. Exactly. Give me the courtesy to at least say, no, I'm busy, something. Don't ignore me like I don't exist.
Right.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. And if you're a single mom and you're dating.
Don't date a man named Bo.
Yeah.
Oh, besides that, sorry.
Besides that. Or a few other names I can come up with. Or Jeff, Dave, Chris. If you're upfront and honest about that at the very beginning, I am. I'm a single mom. My kid is 4. He's awesome. Like, he's the awesomest of awesomes. Like, everybody loves him. But I'm very upfront and honest. I'm a single mom. My time will revolve around my child. And when I have time for you, I tell them this, when I am able to make time for you, we will get together. But I am always able to make time for someone.
Exactly. Always. Exactly.
Right. I can't count the number of hours I spend over here at Alexia's place kicking at playing Scrabble.
Right.
Like the rock stars we are,
mm-hmm.
drinking Jack and playing Scrabble. I could be out on a date with some fine, fine young man, older man, older man. No young men, older man. But no. I'm over here playing Scrabble. Because guys don't want to work around my schedule. They want me to work around their schedule.
Exactly.
And if I'm not available because I have my kid that night or I have a family function going on, and then they get all cranky and they're like, well, you never make time for me. You never have time for me. You never have time for me.
But they're always the first to say,
time for me.
I don't want drama.
Right.
Drama.
I don't drama. Want drama. Okay, buddy, here's the deal. If within the first date they mention drama more than once, that's it. No more date, ladies. Do
run
not
for
go
the
on
hills.
A second date with them. As soon as they say, if the third sentence out of their mouth or off of their online profile or their video profile or however the hell it is you're dating, if it's the second minute into your speed date and they go, I don't like drama, you need to end that speed date, get off that internet, get the fuck away from them, because they are the biggest drama queens ever.
Drama queens. Right. That's right. Take it from us, ladies.
And what is drama? When you look at the movies, what is drama? Everyday life, people.
Haven't I said that to a certain someone before?
Everyday life.
People are dramatic, so either get over it or shut the fuck up.
Uh-huh. Learn to deal with it.
That's right.
But the ones that say, I don't like drama, are the ones that have major shit going on.
Right.
In their
they have the biggest right. drama. They don't want to deal with your drama. They want you to deal with their drama.
Right.
Exactly.
Speaking of drama, I am a walking as the world turns. I'm like, I'm the narrator for this shit.
You're the narrator?
Yes. Starting on Wednesday, this week has been fucked up for me and my mom and my sister
mm-hmm.
when it comes to men and blah, 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 blah. My mom has been dating this guy for 2 years, right? My mom got divorced. Immediately out of the divorce hatch, started dating a guy, right? Rebound. We thought 3 months, he's gone. That's it, right? She's going to get herself some. Like, she's never gotten it before. She'll be done, gone, out of there. Nope. Ended up with this guy for 2 years, right? And for the whole 2 years, there is this struggle between us, my sisters, and this guy. And it's this hidden struggle that we hide from my mom because, you know, we don't want mom seeing us being dicks to her boyfriend, and boyfriend doesn't want to be a dick to us in front of mom. So there's this struggle between us, but we play nice for mom's sake because we love mom. Supposedly this guy loves mom. For 2 years we've been doing this. Finally some shit hits the fan. My youngest sister and him get into a fight. Thursday morning he tells my mom that he's been living with her. He hasn't just been living with her, he's been living on her. This motherfucker has been dating my mom for 2 years, has not had a job, period. Got fired from a union job because he couldn't pass a piss test.
Jesus.
That's a catch.
Yeah. And I've only been out of work for, like most of the people in this freaking country, almost a year now. I have been on more interviews in the last 3 months than this guy has been on in 2 years.
Wow.
Douche. Yeah.
Douche. Right. So he's been living off my mom. Living on her. On her money. Making money. Spending it on him. Buying him cool shit. He tells my mom Thursday morning either, now my youngest sister lives with her, but she doesn't just live with her. She pays a third of the bills, part of the rent, puts food in the house, pays for her own gas, pays for her own insurance, blah, 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 right? She even buys them shit when they don't have the money to mm-hmm, get it.
Right.
Thursday morning, he tells my mom, you have to kick your daughter out of the house. My mom says, I can't make that decision right now. I'd need time to think about this. So this guy goes, fuck it then. Packs his shit and leaves.
Good.
See ya.
Good riddance.
Called her later that day and said, I'm not moving back in unless you kick your daughter out. And she said, well, I'm not kicking my daughter out on the street.
I think it's a good thing.
So let this be a lesson to you, men. Never, ever make a mother choose between her children and you. She will always choose her children.
That's right.
And if she chooses you over her children, you don't want her as a woman.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right.
Because what if she can't show that kind of loyalty to her own flesh and blood, what kind of loyalty will she ever show to you?
That's right.
And for you bitches out there who would pick a man over your children, get the fuck over yourselves. Go eat steel, bitches. Eat it. Stop giving the rest of us bad names.
All right. Now that we have vented a little bit, what about you?
I'm good. Life is good. But I'm no longer on the dating scene.
Oh, that's right. Our lovely Alexia here
is now off the market.
She's actually intimately involved.
Although she swears up and down she doesn't do that
kind of thing. I don't do that kind of thing.
Which is bullshit. I'm afraid to eat off the counters in this house. You know some wild
right,
going on.
Right? I know.
She is actually current dating our recording mix master, Superman Mike. He doesn't have a mic, so he can't say anything. Mike has no mic. Oh, there we go. Wait, we'll get some tidbits from Mike. Hold on. This is scents from the peanut gallery.
Nothing.
Stage fright.
It's like standing, I was in the pool.
It's like, guys, it's like standing at a urinal and three guys come in and stand behind you and there's four urinals open. Stage fright. How do I know this? Because I've done it.
I got lucky. I got very lucky with Mike. I've known Mike a really, really long time, and we were never dating before. We never even thought about it. Well, maybe we thought about it, but it just never happened.
It's like a fucking Harlequin romance novel.
And then it makes me sick.
We just hooked up again and hit it off, and we've been inseparable since, pretty much. Even though I wish he'd go away sometimes, but no.
They've been joined at the genitals ever since.
We don't do that.
Whatever.
Chastity belt. Sorry, chastity belt.
So I don't have anything to bitch about. Really.
Pretty awesome. Bitch about past guys. Yes. My favorite is the Where the Fuck Are You Will. That's my favorite one.
Where the Fuck Are You Will.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I love you. He said, I love you.
I want to get a pleased with you.
Yeah. Right.
And then disappeared off the face of the earth.
Have you heard from him at all?
No.
Wow.
No, not at all.
See, she got suckered.
I did. We all do.
I've never been
suckers for boys.
Oh, shit. Did you hear this?
I heard it.
I've never.
Honey, just because you're going to hell doesn't mean we believe the shit that spews out of your mouth.
I'm getting a corner office with an assistant.
Scott Wendell. And a raise.
I think all three of us are going there.
Yeah, oh, yes. Oh, yes. I just signed my insurance forms today, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
Filled out my W-4s.
Lucifer is a damn fine boss.
Well. At least we know he has a sense of humor.
Right.
Yeah, we've been practicing, too, all up with our Den of Iniquities and whatnot.
Ooh.
I believe it was Where Are You Will was when I decided to let go of the dating thing altogether. I pulled all mine because, you know, all of us are on are on dating websites.
Right. I'm only on one still, and that's only because I really like the personality tests on it. It's not the personalities that come off of it, not so much, but the personality tests, lots of fun.
And we'll try not to mention those by name unless they want to sponsor the show.
Right.
Not that we have anything really good to say about any of them. But I remember right after Where Are You Will, I pulled all my dating profiles.
Profiles.
And said, I'm done. I am so done with dating.
Fuck this shit, man.
And Calypso says to me, no, you got to keep trying. You never know who's going to be the one.
Now, the one time she listens to me, it's then.
So what you're on one dating site, is that correct?
I'm on one dating site left, and I'm not active on it at all.
No. And Calypso, you?
I'm on one.
Just one?
Just one.
Are you
just
on
one?
The P to the O to the FFF?
As a matter of, yes.
Now, at your maximum, how many were you on?
Oh, Jesus. God. Free or paid for?
Whatever, both.
Okay.
Mix them up.
At my max, I was at two. Probably five.
Five total?
Yeah. Yeah.
Should I include the Kinkster sites too?
Sure.
All right. Okay, let's see.
Oh, she's got to get both hands out, guys.
Wait a minute. I got to take my shoes off. Let's see. I paid for the one, and I paid for the other. And it's not worth paying for unless you're some blonde chick who weighs like 120 soaking wet and you're about 5'8". because those are the only girls I ever see on there that I met my lover on the. Blah, blah, blah,
I think they're all Russian, blah. By the way.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Or Serbian.
Yeah. I met him on the website.
And bulimic.
Blah, blah, blah. Right. So it was on the two that I paid for. I was on the one that I met douchebag Kurt on. The original douchebag.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Douchebag Kurt. There's the P to the O to the FFF. There's to the fuck you, Cupid. There was two Kingster sites. I'm still kind of mildly active on the one, but that's mostly just for the community.
Right.
The two Kingster sites.
Because she knows the caliber of people.
I put profiles on Craigslist.
Oh, I didn't count Craigslist 6.
I'm on 8 so far, and that's just what I can remember. I'm sure by the next show I'll have at least 2 more.
All right.
I was. I'm only down to the fuck you, Cupid. That's the only one I've got left.
But those are only for the tests.
Right. Right. And that's it really is, because I've got like a stalker on there, like this guy who looks like, he makes Monkey Troll look good.
Wow.
I didn't think that was possible.
I know. Yeah.
Yikes. By the way, I met Monkey Troll on matchstick.com. Yeah.
That's always
fuck you, Match. Fuck you.
You and your six sense of humor.
Yeah, yeah. All these other bitches are getting Vin fucking Diesel and Brad fucking Pitt, and I get the goddamn motherfucker that looks like a monkey and a troll got it on and had a baby. His hands. Like, okay, your hands resting normally. Your fingertips might come to your knees. This motherfucker's wrists came to his knees.
Wow.
Hairy from the tip of his fingers. It was with the back hair all coming out of the back of the shirt and the chest hair.
Okay, when you saw the tuft of hair coming out and engulfing his top region, that didn't tell you, no, I'm good, thanks.
But I'm the give everybody an opportunity.
We try not to be shallow about looks, you know? You got to give everybody a chance.
I understand that, but there's shallow and then there's blind.
Calypso, have you met me? Looks don't matter with me.
They clearly.
Really, they really, really don't. Clearly. As long as you have all of your front teeth.
Remember No Eye Dave.
Yeah. Okay, oh, this guy, yeah. Great guy. Lots of money. I mean, he wanted to buy me a car.
Dude.
Really?
You know what? I need a car right now. You want to give him my number?
I can give you his.
Right, let's go.
So this guy, great guy, good personality. Kind of a little on the immature side, even though he was like way older than me.
Name dropper.
Oh, he was a name dropper. Him and Monkey Troll were both name droppers.
Name droppers.
Because they both work in... Monkey Troll is a medical technician who works on entertainment sites. He's a paramedic that works on movie films.
Okay.
Now you know who I'm talking about. Ha ha ha. Dick bag. And he would drop names all the time. Oh, yeah, I met George Clooney and Robert De Niro and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, look, bitch, unless you're getting me fucked by Vin Diesel, I don't care what names you drop. And then the other guy, actually, you know what? Mikey might know him because he was also a stagehand.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah. Big guy named Dave. Every time he smiles, his eyes fucking disappear. I swear to God, this guy had chipmunk cheeks. If a chipmunk had seen him, he'd have said, dude, take the cheeks, all right? Get the shit out of your cheeks. This guy had cheeks so big. Every time he smiled, he had no... There was nothing between his cheekbones and his eyebrow.
I remember the first time I saw him smile, and unfortunately, it was with a drink in my mouth. Didn't I spray at least the side of your arm or you the get, top of the bar or you, something?
Yeah, yeah. The night is not complete unless I can make Calypso and or Alexia spew something out of their nose.
Right, right, right. She looks forward to that.
It's always a good time, though.
The jack runneth low.
Well, it's right behind you, so that's the good thing about recording here at, where are we?
We're at Triple Wide Studios,
that's
baby.
Right.
Deep in the heart of Northwest Las Vegas. Wait a minute, do you hear that? Ooh, Air Force.
They went by earlier, I think. Or it was a chopper or something like that.
And I'm just going to throw this out there because, you know, I'm a glutton for punishment and can't get enough. If any of you boys are listening and you are in the military and you like us big girls, please let us know. Because I'm a sucker for a man in a uniform.
Oh, we all are.
Can we get a little 70s porn music, Mickey? Damn, shut down.
Again.
Right. So fill us in on some of your past mistakes, stepping stones, growth experiences.
Let's see. When I was 8, no. I didn't start.
I didn't have a couch.
I didn't start dating until I was like 15.
Honey, we didn't need to go that far back. I just meant like a year.
Let's see. Let's talk about parking lot guy.
Okay, parking lot guy's good.
Parking lot guy was great. You know, very personable, very complimentary when he first met me. We met at a parking lot.
Right.
But we didn't decide to make out in that parking lot. That part came later.
He was good looking, too.
Yeah, he was very good looking. Yes. Beautiful eyes. Yes. It was like a hazily, browny, changing color kind of thing, you know. Short hair. Right. Guilty, very handsome. Younger than me, but not too much younger where it bothered me too much.
Right.
And he invited me back to his place. And I was like, all right, because I'm a strong woman. I know when to say no and when to get out, you know.
Right.
So I didn't think it would be a pain in the ass to go to his house. You know? I thought he lived with people.
Right.
Which he probably did, because instead of driving to his house, he drove around the corner to a parking lot.
Oh, my goodness.
And I pull up behind him. I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, this is not where you live. He goes, I thought maybe we could hang out here for a bit.
Ooh.
And I'm like, really? What am I, 15? Now, I will admit, I did spend some time in the parking lot with the gentleman. And it was very nice. But when he wanted to take it further...
In the parking lot?
In the parking lot! And it wasn't like in my truck or in his vehicle. It was in the
parking lot. Like out in the open
lot?
Yes! Oh, goodness. Wow.
I said, I don't think so.
Wow.
I laughed. I really don't like parking lots. I don't know. I don't understand what it is about guys and parking lots. And then I have a friend.
They're cheap sons of bitches. That's what it is.
I have another friend. He's a very good friend. I was drinking one night at our favorite hangout place. And this is the British guy, right?
Right.
And we've been friends for a while just because we both hang out at this bar. And I was toasted and I had to go out to my truck to go get cigarettes or something. I don't remember. And he walked me out to my truck and he goes, how about we get in my car and go across the street? Across the street is an Albertsons parking lot.
Calypso, just so you remember, this is Chim Chimney Cheree Guy.
I do. Yes. I do. Mary Poppins! That's our living brave!
And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he says, across the street. We can go hang out across the street. I'm like, what am I, 15? you got a place? Or something? We can go hang out?
Right?
Or we're hanging out at the bar. What the hell?
Yeah.
I don't understand the parking lot thing.
I don't either.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Sex outdoors is awesome.
Yeah, but once you've been with them for a while, not, hi, how are you, 15 minutes later, let me go do you in the parking lot real quick.
I like, you know, driving up to the mountains, taking a picnic lunch.
Right. Right. And you know what I don't understand?
Some blankets for under my ass.
What are men so afraid of? Why are you so afraid of relationships? I'm sorry about that chick 2 years ago that burned you, but that's not me.
Yeah. They think they can be players. Maybe that's what it is.
You know, does that really make you more of a man?
No. They think they can have more than one. They can have their cake and eat it too.
Yeah, no. No.
And some of us, because some of us are stupid enough to give it to them.
Even you mean, if I'm a friend with benefits, you are not stupid anybody else while you're doing me. Mm-hmm. Sorry. It's not happening.
I don't understand.
And then what is the thing with I don't want to wear protection?
Oh!
Do I look like a French corner whore to you, bitch? No. And even they make you put on a fucking rubber.
Right.
I don't understand. I don't know you from Adam. I don't know. You could tell me you're the cleanest son of a bitch on the planet. It doesn't mean it's true.
Right.
And I could tell you the same thing. So why would you want to put yourself in that kind of a position?
Right.
I don't understand that.
Unless I don't care. Oh, do you,
see, that leads me to believe that they have something that they just want to give you. You know what I mean? Because otherwise, why would they? I'm sorry, if I was a man, No. I am not putting my dick in anything that I don't know where it's been.
That's right.
Period. I don't care who
I'd
you are.
I'd be having a flashlight out, checking
right?
things out.
Right? Little gyno scopes and shit. Yeah,
if I was a man, I'd put that hand sanitizer shit on before I masturbated. Okay.
Well, right? I just don't understand. I just don't get it.
And it's not like they don't make products that are awesome now.
Right, right.
We won't mention the name, but they have a vibrating one with a little vibrating ring in it.
Absolutely.
And awesome colors.
Absolutely.
They have some flavors.
Yeah.
You know?
And they think just because we tell you you need to wear protection, that doesn't mean that we're into all this new, fun, cool, experimental stuff. Are you kidding me?
Right.
I will have your ass swinging from the rafters if you give me a minute.
That's right.
But we're going to do it safely. I am not. No, I'm not going to go to my children in a year and say, "Hi, guys, mommy's dying because she was really stupid. She fucked some strange man."
Right.
It's not happening.
I'm partial to the glow-in-the-dark condoms because it gives you that strobe-like effect.
That's awesome.
On and off, on and off, on and off. For about 3 seconds.
And then the show's over.
Speaking of, I have a bunch of my purse I have to give you, ladies.
Excellent.
Our favorite kind.
Oh, nice. Mm. Right on. Right on.
Since I don't need them anymore. Since I don't do that anymore.
Whatever. You know what? I think I just got a cavity and threw up in my mouth a little bit. Hi.
The longer I hang out with you, the higher my dentist bill gets.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, ladies, should we talk about my latest date?
Yes.
Mr., I've been talking to you on that not so secretive dating site that we just spoke of for quite some time now. Hi, would you like to get together? Sure, here's my number. You know, the whole play the game thing. So I'm homesick, and he says, I'd really like to meet you for coffee. Okay, because yet again, I'm stupid. And I say, okay.
Well, you always want to think that this might be the one. You do.
Well, you know, the whole conversation centered around how he wants respect and honesty.
Right.
And he's tired of being alone.
Right.
And wants someone to be with.
Mm-hmm.
So you would take that for what it was worth and say, okay, let me give this guy a shot.
Face value.
Okay. So he's texting me the whole way to the coffee shop. I'm really nervous to meet you. I hope you don't think I'm ugly. I've got butterflies. I mean, it was just adorable. I get there and I pull in and I see this guy sitting in this sexy ass blue truck. And I just went, oh, it was great.
Nice.
And I text him and I'm like, he sent me a message and he said, I'm here. And I said, are you in a blue truck? And he said, yeah, I am. And I said, look to your left. I'm right here. And it was like a movie. He gets out of the car and I get out of my car and you could hear the Gone with the Wind music in the back playing. And we meet with each other and it's like, oh, thank God. He really is as cute as he is in his picture. So we go in. We order coffee and we sit down and we talk about everything for going on 2 hours. He tells me about his kid and his job and how he was.
That used to be. I remember back in the day when I was a lot younger than I am now, when long conversations lasting to the middle of the night or just really good long conversations were the beginning of a good relationship.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now they're just the beginning to a semi-okay shtup in the
right
sheets.
So he tells me everything, like I said. How he was in the army for 12 years.
Oh, yeah.
Then he was a forestry fireman.
Oh, my God.
Now, you
That's
ladies know me.
That's two sexy things right there.
Right? You ladies know me. That just, I mean, the military thing got me. But then when he said fireman, my heart just sank. I said, oh,
your
God,
heart,
I think I love you.
Your heart didn't sink. It floated on the variable juices flowing from the
right?
nether regions.
Then he tells me, now I am armed security and we also do bodyguarding. And I'm like, be still my beating heart. You can hear it hitting my shirt, right?
Be still my throbbing clit.
So we're talking and talking. And my girls here know that I have a thing with men's hands.
Oh, yeah, she does.
I love men's hands. The veins, the hair going along the side of your hand, just everything.
Mike the Amazing is showing off his manly hands.
He's getting me very excited.
They're very manly, too.
So I'm just checking out the whole package. And after 2 hours, we're talking, and he says, I'd invite you back to my place because the coffee shop is right around the corner, literally. But I don't know how you'd feel about that. I want you to be comfortable.
Wow.
And I went, oh, God, I think I found my next future ex-husband. So I said, you know what? I'm a big girl. If anything happens that I don't want to happen, I can fend for myself.
Right.
Okay. If you feel comfortable, let's go. So I follow him to his apartment. And we go up, and it's very bachelor-esque.
Of course.
There's, like, a couch. And I think that was it. Oh, his fireman's helmet was out. Oh, right. I know. Completely sexy.
Her panties hit the floor.
We go. Not yet. Not yet. Give me a minute.
Just a minute.
We go into his bedroom. And he's got an air mattress. Well, that's where the TV was. It's completely innocent for now. Okay. I swear to God. So we go in. And I sit down on his air mattress, which is his bed. And he warned me ahead of time, you know, look, it's, you know, I don't have any furniture, da, 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 which, I mean, I don't judge a man by his furniture.
Yeah.
If you're going to be good to me, that's all that counts.
Right.
So I sit down on his air mattress, and he's over in the corner trying to pick out a movie, and he's telling me all the movies he's got. And I lean back just a little bit, and I look into his closet, and there is his army backpack.
Mm.
Camouflage, U.S. across it. And I went, and I could feel I'm starting to water, my mouth starting to water. And I look at him, and I said, you don't by any chance still have your BDUs, do you? And he goes, oh, yeah, they're in the closet. Why? And I went, you hit it right on the head with that one, Mikey. So he says, oh, here's my security belt, too. I have handcuffs. And I thought to myself, I want to have my tubes untied and have 15 of your babies. So we pick out a movie, which, of course, The Big Easy.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Right? So, previously, when we first met for coffee, I had told him that I had slept wrong and had a huge knot in my neck. So he comes over and he says, would you like me to rub your neck for you? And I was like, oh, yeah, that would be great. So he goes, well, it'll be better if you laid down and I could reach it better. I said, okay. So I laid across the mattress and he says, do you mind if I straddle you?
Who are you
kidding?
And I
thought to myself, dear God. So, of course, in my innocence, I said, oh, no, of course not. So he starts to rub my neck, and it's getting better and better. And he moves my hair to the side, and he knows what my tattoo is on my neck. He said, the Celtic Trinity? And I said, oh, dear God, I found the man of my dreams. So he proceeds to rub my neck, and we're talking, and the movie's going, and it's great. And then I feel his lip on my ear.
Mm.
Just ever so slightly, with a little bit of tongue.
I just got tingles.
Right? Mm. And I just said, are you hitting on me, Robert? And he said, is that okay? And I went,
yes. Yeah.
So, things progress. Articles of clothing get removed. Great kisser, by the way.
Mm.
Great kisser.
Gotta love a man who can kiss.
Oh, God. You know, if you can get me turned on by kissing, you are in like Flynn, brother.
Mm, it don't matter how big your boat is. This ocean is rocking.
Thank you. So, like I said, one thing leads to another. The sex is fabulous. Mm. Fabulous.
He can kiss.
And
he's a firefighter, used to be in the army, is an armed security guy now. And the sex is fabulous?
Yes. And he showed me a picture of him in his security uniform at the coffee shop. He looks like a cop. So, military, fireman, cop, my dreams have now come true. Okay? The sex was amazing. And we're not talking just run-of-the-mill great sex. This was like touching and slowness and staring in the eyes.
Was this Nora Roberts novel sex?
Oh, God. It was Nora Roberts novel sex. Oh. It was fan-fucking-tabulous. Okay? Oh. And then
I gotta go get my dildo.
Once he gets up, and he goes to the bathroom, and he didn't bitch about wearing a condom.
Nice.
It was fabulous. So he gets up and he goes to the bathroom and he cleans up and he comes back, and I was getting dressed and he goes, "Where are you going?"
Nice.
And I thought, oh, I said, I was just getting dressed. I didn't know if maybe I should go. And he goes, "No, I don't want you to go." And I just went, "Ah." So I only got the bottom part of me dressed, and we laid on the bed, and he just held me, and we watched a movie together and laid there for like an hour and caressed my cheek and kissed my ear. And I said, "You're really quiet." And he goes, "I'm just enjoying the moment."
Aww.
It was fabulous.
This, you know what this spells to me?
Bullshit.
Yeah.
So yeah. I tell him I have to leave, and it's this great kiss before I leave, and I had such a great time, and I'm like, yeah, so did I. And I got in the car, and I thought, shit, I can't believe I did that. So I sent him this text. I really don't want you to think I'm like, you know, on the cheap side. And no, not at all. It was a great time. I said, well, would you like to see each other again? And he goes, yeah, I really would. I was so excited. I'm like, oh my God, I got to tell the girls. So excited.
Right.
So I don't hear anything.
There is a statistic that most men who get it on the first date think that's a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Well, clearly I'm not running across those men.
Yeah. Clearly none of us are.
I see that.
So three, 4 hours later, I send him a message. Have a great night at work. Be careful. Thanks. That's all I got. Thanks.
Right.
I said,
he's a quiet kind of guy.
I said, are you okay? He goes, very tired. That was it.
Okay.
I said, okay then, have a good night.
Right.
That was it. So I couldn't sleep. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, he's at work. Let me see what he's doing. Hey, what's up? Hi, why are you awake? Oh, I couldn't sleep. How's work? It's okay.
That's it.
Do we have any crickets chirping, by the way?
That, by the way, does constitute an entire conversation for men. I'm going to interject your story here. This is another thing that's one of my biggest pet peeves about men. And this goes out to Master Tim.
A dedication, no less.
Yes. When you bitch about, we never text you. You never call me. You never text me. You never send me an email. No, that's because you don't either.
Okay.
Communication is a two-way street.
Yes, it is.
And yes, you should be trying. You should be pursuing me. Isn't that the way this goes?
Yes, indeed.
Women don't do mating dances. Look at every species on the face of this planet. It is the men who do the mating dances.
Right. Exactly. But then they tell us, what's the difference? Why are you so old-fashioned?
Because, motherfucker, I'm planning on getting married. That's why. Second off, okay, so we've got this, right? You're supposed to be doing the fluffing and the preening and the dancing and the communicating with me.
That's why you're giving all the pretty feathers.
That's right. That's true. Why you have the pretty feathers and I have the big boobs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So then they bitch about all this communication that you're not giving them. And then when you do communicate with them, you're like, hey, what's up? They're like, good. And you're like, how was your day? Fine. What are you doing? Nothing. Motherfucker, you want to have a conversation with me? You better have a conversation. It better consist of more than one word per line and at least a paragraph. And let's talk about something other than good, nothing, and fine.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Let's talk about the State of the Union address. Did you hear it? No? Okay.
Next.
Can you tell me about, do you have an opinion between the string theory and the wave theory?
Huh? Next. She's going to be saying next a lot.
Or how about this? What's your favorite color?
Oh, I don't know.
Next! Please! Dear God!
I can't go speed dating. I can't.
No?
No. I want to. I really, really want to. like I really, really, really want to, except I really am afraid that that's exactly how it's going to go. Monkey Troll will sit down in front of me, and I will turn, and I will go, next! And then but the most amazing fireman, beautiful set of godliness will sit down in front of me. He'll go, hi, y'all, and I'll go, next! And then he'll sit down in front of me, and he'll be a dark, suave debonair, and he'll have that mildly, I can't tell where you're from, European accent.
Oh, shit.
Awesome. And he'll be like, so, what do you think about becoming my woman? And I'll be like, that'll be great. And he'll be like, your ovaries will belong to me.
Next!
Because that's how it always goes.
Well, I happen to have some of the text messages from Mr. Wonderful. Would you like to hear them?
Sure.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So.
Fine.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. You're making me feel so at home. I appreciate that. So the next day comes, and it's the afternoon, and I hadn't heard anything, so I sent him, you know, hey, how you doing? Okay.
I'm like,
all right. I said, do you know anything about cars? He goes, sort of. What's up? And I went, ooh, four words. I got excited. I said, well, I'm going to go get a car next week. Would you go with me? I figured, you know, a little bonding time.
That's right.
You know, that kind
of
thing.
Let him do his little over
the car.
That's right.
Boost his little manly ego, you know, make him feel important.
Mm-hmm. We are fully aware that you need some sort of power tool and a diesel engine to make you happy.
Right.
Or recording equipment.
Right, whatever gets your grit. Whatever trips your trigger, darling.
So I said, he said, sort of, what's up? And I told him. And he said, well, yeah, I think I'm free the 14th.
Nice.
That's what I thought. I said, on Valentine's Day? And he goes, oh, wait, that's my brother's birthday. I might not be able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. I said, you just now remembered your brother's birthday? He's been your brother your whole life.
But he is a man.
That's true.
So he says, I don't even remember what he said. Completely stupid. I'm like, okay, never mind. I can go by myself to look for a car. I'm good. So that, you know, goes into his night job. And I text him that night. Hey, how are you? Oh, nights are crazy. Da-da-da-da-da. I said to him, when's your next day off? Sunday.
That's today.
That's today. I said, would you like to get together? I don't get anything.
Nothing.
I don't get an answer.
Not a text, not a call, nothing.
He doesn't say anything. He says, I feel sick.
When does he say that?
Like an hour later. I feel sick. I said, well, I told you I had a cold when we were together. You were going to get sick. No, it's not because of that. I'm just working long hours and I haven't slept very good. Okay. Would you like to get together Sunday? Nothing. Nothing the rest of the night. The rest of the day.
Wow.
I said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to ask if you want to see each other anymore. If you want to see me, you can ask me.
Right.
Have a good night. I didn't say anything else. So, I finally get a text message yesterday while I'm at school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, hi. I said, hi, how you feeling? And his says, let me get it for you. I'm wiped out. I'm so exhausted. So I said, oh, I'm sorry, honey. Mm-hmm. You need someone to take care of you? Ha ha. And I just need sleep. My neighbors woke me up.
Okay.
I said, oh, damn, that sucks. I think I just got shot down. LOL. Nothing. And I mean nothing. That was yesterday, and there's been nothing since.
Wow.
That is almost a 36-hour period of nothingness.
Right.
So, man of my dreams, who I thought was, I finally found the one.
Right.
No. So.
Why do you think? Just because he's a douche?
I don't know. He spewed honesty and respect. I'm being honest with you here, brother. What more do you want from me?
What is it that they want?
I don't know. I don't think they know what they want.
Gentlemen, please email us and tell us what you want, because we have no fucking clue. Because apparently what you're writing down or what you're espousing in your phone calls and text messages is not what you really want.
Right.
That's true.
You say you want, I want freedom to be my own man. And yet you want to text message me every 5 minutes. You say, I like to be close and cuddly and hug and cuddle and touch. And then you sit on the other end of the couch. You say, I want to be honest with you and up forward and straight and real and live and raw. And so you're real and live and raw. And they're like, whoa, bitch, that's too much drama. I'm like, bitch, that's life. It's drama. It's real. It's raw. It's ugly. Have you ever really seen a pussy? They're not pretty.
Why would we know that? Why would we know that?
Because I'll go with you, but I won't lick your pussy.
That's right.
That's Alexia's motto, by the way.
That's right.
I'll go with you anywhere, but I'm not eating your pussy.
I will watch. I will help facilitate. I will even spit on my hand if I need to for lubrication. But I will not lick your pussy.
She will instruct in spanking, but she will not. Will not eat your pussy.
Well, you know, some people just have a line that they won't cross, and that is her line in the sand.
That's right.
Calypso has no line.
Calypso has no life.
The last time I got laid, you want to know? I can give you date and time. Friday, December 10th, 2:30 p.m. Last time.
Yikes.
Mm-hmm. Because right now my choices have been this really great guy. He's nice. And he's sweet. But he's about an inch shorter than I am. And looks a bit like a large Oompa Loompa. Minus the odd skin tone.
He is a very nice guy.
Very.
Who is this? You know, just because I don't live over here anymore does not mean that I've fallen off the face of the earth.
You met him at Samantha's birthday.
Oh, no, I know who he is. I've met him before.
Yeah, yeah, you met him before.
Oh,
he's a very nice guy.
Honey, can he see his penis?
I don't know. There's Mikey slipping it in the background. He does that to Alexia every night.
Oh, he works the back door.
We don't do that.
Whatever.
You know what? You are a lying sack of shit.
That's right.
That's what they do.
Right.
Now we could do that. I'm okay with that.
He forgot to tell her that was the recording of the last time they were together.
And you're the choice?
Well, his name is Bob, and he lives in a drawer next to my bed.
Yeah. I know that guy.
He's reliable.
Maybe that he is.
He keeps his dates.
Always.
And no. Doesn't that talk back.
I've had to bury one Bob.
You killed him?
I did.
Oh my goodness.
I'm preferable to the midget Bobs.
Little Bob?
No,
little
Bob? I still like my rabbit Bob.
And I've buried like three of those.
Yeah. I buried one. I my first silver bullet, because that's what they're called. Generically, they're called the silver bullet. There's also a brand name called silver bullet, and we wink, wink. Don't mind mentioning their name, wink, wink, for a little bit of swag. Wink, fucking wink, wink. Silver bullet, silver bullet, silver bullet. My first one I got when I was right out of the Army. Like, I didn't have any toys before I joined the Army. I joined the Army when I was 17, right? So I was like, virgin, Army, out. It was like I'd had sex with two guys after I got out of the Army. It was great. So I went down to the toy store. I was like, hee-hee, and I bought a silver bullet. Right? I picked that fucker up one night, and it disintegrated in my hand. About a year later, I picked it up, and it disintegrated. Like, the little casing that the batteries go in just kind of fell off.
And oh, shit.
The cord kind of fell out, and I was like, well, that's kind of useless now.
Oh, and my goodness.
Recently, about 2 years ago, I buried one of those industrial waterproof you can take it anywhere Bobs.
I love those.
Not even new batteries work for that poor boy anymore.
No. Mm. I destroyed a waterproof one because waterproof, I found out, does not mean submergible.
It means you can use it in the shower, not in the hot tub.
He lasted a couple times, but that third time was apparently a killer. And I was so upset.
Was that the fancy one you had with the twisties and the turnies and the...
No, I still have that one. This was the one before. This was the dolphin. And it was wireless.
What the hell is it with the bobs and the animals?
That's what I want to say. Ladies, are we really that sick that we need rabbits, dolphins, bunnies, butterflies, and various other insects?
You know what? Once we get to that point, honey, we don't care what it looks like, just as long as the batteries work.
No. I can't. I refuse to use one with a dolphin or a squirrel or a rabbit.
Why? It's not squeaking back at you. It's not Flipper.
They called him Flipper Faster. Orgasms faster than lightning. Knowing you is better than he.
Anyway, so what is up with the deal? What is the deal?
I don't know. I'm a little creeped out by it too. I won't buy one. I wouldn't be adverse to if someone... No, I would be adverse if someone already had one and wanted to use it on me. Ew, that's just gross. I don't know.
Yeah,
where
if
that's
I don't see it come out of the package.
I heard something about in the Asian countries where these are manufactured, they are not allowed to make anything look real. So they have to make them animal shaped.
I think that could be. I think that's the way it is. Yeah. Because all of the ones that I have that look like, because when I buy a vibrating dildo, it looks like a penis. It has a ball sack. It's made out of that real flesh material. I'm doing a dick when I'm doing a dick. It doesn't look like some vague, odd, cylindrically
oblong
shape.
Well, if they had a dick that fucking rotated in circles and had beads all up in it, I'd be all over like white on rice. But until that day comes, that rabbit's working out just fine.
Right. So. Oh. Damn, we're getting close.
Wow.
I know. So
fast.
So I get my penises. They look like penises. My fake penis looks like a real penis.
Mine do too.
And and they all say Made in America on them when I get them. Nice. If you look at it, it will say Made in America. All the ones with the little rabbits and the stuff on them, they're made in Taiwan, Japan, China,
Korea.
North Korea.
Where they say Rubbery Pop.
I want to Ricky Rubber Rubbery Pop. And we can make fun of them because Alexia is Asian.
That's right.
And I can make fun of WAPs because Calypso's Italian. And my two pals here can make fun of those damn mix because I'm Irish. And don't you forget it either.
Oh, you know, before we go, you should probably tell your nun joke.
Which one?
The penguin.
Do I have time for the penguin joke?
Yes, quickly.
So. Okay.
It's my favorite.
I stepped in it again, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Father O'Malley was sitting in the rectory having a wee sip of the Sabbath wine. From outside his door, he hears two wee voices going, "Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, I didn't." And he opens the door and he sees two leprechauns standing there arguing back and forth. "Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, I didn't." And he says, boys, calm down. Come in, have a seat in the rectory, and we'll try to figure out what it is that you're arguing about." He says, "Tell me, boys, what is the problem?" And the first leprechaun gets a very serious look on his face, and he leans over the desk and he goes, "Father O'Mallory, in all your time with the Great Mother Church, have you ever known a leprechaun nun?" Father O'Malley thinks. And he thinks hard. He has to, because he's seen short nuns, and he's seen tall nuns, and fat nuns, and skinny nuns, and white nuns, and even black nuns. But he doesn't think he's ever seen a leprechaun nun. He goes, "No, boys, I can't say. I can't say as I have ever seen a leprechaun nun." So the first leprechaun turns to the second leprechaun and he goes, "See, I told you, you fucked a penguin."
Till next time, everybody. This is the Curvaceous Bounty of Sin City with Alexia,
Sierra,
and Calypso.
Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
Bye. Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor one shot on.